Good morning, everyone. This is Riley Sports Talk Show, the one and only Riley Sports Talk Show in Boston. We are back and we are better. And so today I wanted to focus on a couple of things. I want to shout out a couple people. Shout out to Special Olympics Unified Special Olympics Basketball Cambridge Warriors. We just went undefeated, went 12-0. Division One Special Olympics undefeated season from 2017 to 2024. 74 wins, 1 tie, 0 losses. And so with that being said, man, it's an amazing feeling, you know, to be on a really amazing team and to do what I need to do every single day, to go undefeated, the training, the practices and everything, you know, getting stronger every single day. And that's one of the things I really like about sports is just like, you know, not only that you win, but like the chemistry and the bond you have between the players of you guys, and how sometimes in sports it could be nonverbal too. Like when I played soccer for the Dorchester Travel soccer team, shout out to Coach Dan Murray. It's one of those things, man, where it's just like an amazing feeling to see about how teams develop over time and how they turn into nonverbal communication at times, man. And it's just really fun to see that as a player and as just understanding the game a little bit better each day. And so those are the things, like, I feel like, you know, you just gain over time. It's just like you just be able to see everything that you want on and off the field and just be able to perform at a high level consistently day in and day out, and to see how everything falls into place and trying to speak it into existence. You know, no matter what you do in your life, you got to consistently work towards it, your goals, your dreams. Even though there's some days you don't even feel like getting up or working out, you have to. And those are the things that you have to sacrifice to do, because you'll be an edge ahead of everybody else, you know, in the game of life. You know, say if somebody's not going to willing to work out, then why are you with them? Or why are you still friends with them, you know? But other than that, man, it's just been really good to see how the connections over time with these sports, man, has made me a better person each day, and like, you know, wanting to play and just enjoying myself and having fun, you know? And so one of the things that I feel like this time around is that, it's just been really good, man. It's just been really good. We've been just doing our thing, showing what we got. With the guys we got, you know, we lost a lot of plays day in and day out. But other players like me had to step up, man, play, have a really good game, which I did, you know. One of the games I had like 19 rebounds and everything like that. It was an amazing feeling, man. People kept calling me Dennis Rodman stats, because Dennis Rodman used to get all the rebounds back in the day. And so, yeah, man, it's a great feeling. And so, yeah. With that being said, I'm going to focus on the Boston Celtics. This year, the Boston Celtics has been playing amazing. And shout out to Coach David, too. Boston Celtics and Coach Tyrone and Coach and every other coach on the Cambridge Warriors staff. The Boston Celtics have been playing amazing right now. Their record in the Eastern Conference is still in first place. Their record right now is like 63 wins and like 63 wins and 18 losses. They're in dead first in the Eastern Conference. So they clinched a whole playoff first round seed bye. And so right now, their home wins 36-4, losses away is 27-14. So they're in dead first. They clinched a first round bye. If the playoffs were to start today, man. If the playoffs were to start today, the Celtics probably would play Miami. Miami in the first round, bro. Yeah, they would play Miami. Yep. If the playoffs were to start today, Boston Celtics would play Miami, but there's only one game left, so we'll see, man. The Boston Celtics got home advantage, but they also, too, have a first round bye. So we'll see how it goes from there. But with that being said, man, the Boston Celtics are looking good. The other teams that clinched the Eastern Conference playoff is the Milwaukee Bucks, the New York Knicks, and the Cleveland Cavaliers, 1-4. The teams are that are eliminated in the East is Brooklyn Nets, Toronto Raptors, Charlotte Hornets, Washington, and Detroit. In the Western Conference, we got OKC clinched in for number 1, Minnesota number 2, Denver number 3, Clippers number 4. Luka's in there up there too, and the Rockets are eliminated. Utah, Memphis, San Antonio Spurs, and Portland. So, the in-season tournament. So these games are clinched division. Why I mean clinched division, and so. With that being said, man, whoever is able to perform better in the in-season tournament will advance to the next round. So with that being said, you know, the Celtics got an edge on them, their head, a lot of, like, the standings. But the only thing the Celtics got to do this year is, like, the only way they could mess up is on themselves, you know? One of the things I'm looking at for the Boston Celtics this year are plays when they're down or when they're up to maintain the lead and not to focus more on the threes. You know how, like, a couple years ago when they kept shooting the three ball when they had Marcus Smart. And I'm not blaming Marcus Smart, but they just didn't have a good enough team to – can't be playing at the other team's level like Golden State Warriors. So Jason Tatum's got to – come in clutch when we need him the most. We got the pieces. We got the puzzle pieces. And coming out the West, I do still got the Los Angeles Clippers. They're an amazing team too. We will see who will come on top. But these teams are looking real tough in the West. A lot of people I know saying Denver Nuggets in the finals again. I see them going to the finals, but I just can't really envision that in my head. To have them going to the finals again. They have a great enough team, but, like, the West is always packed up with good Western Conference team. I do think the Clippers have a chance. I heard the first round might be Luka Doncic and Los Angeles Clippers. That would be a really good matchup. So you're talking about Kyrie, James Harden, Paul George, with Luka Doncic, Kyrie, Tim Hardaway Jr. He plays like that, bro, at a high physical basketball level game. It's just going to be great to see, you know? Yeah, man, it should be fun. And the playoffs start soon, so Celtics got one game left until the regular season's over for them. And they'll grind it out. Grind it out with the team, you know? So, yeah, man, it should be an exciting one. Should be really exciting. And so one of the things that I'm looking at this year for the Boston Celtics is if they can facilitate and also score at a high level. But whatever team they play in that playoff round for the most likely the second round, because they get the first round bye, is I want to see how they're able to rest, but also to, like, you know, be awake for the next second round of the playoffs. Like, whatever team they end up playing in that second round is, like, going to be really crucial for us, man, and how we keep advancing. And, you know, I know a couple of years ago, Jason Tatum had that injury, and that team, just Boston Celtics, just fell apart. This is their year this year. 2024 is our year. So we will see, like, what continues to happen with this Boston Celtics team. So with that being said, everybody, the Boston Celtics are looking real darn good in the playoffs, and I do believe they go all the way to the finals. But with that being said, man, you know, there's a couple of things I wanted to focus on. Is, like, I start the Revolution Unified practice tomorrow on Sunday on the 14th from 9 to 11 in Marlboro. It's going to be fun, you know. This is going to be our first training session. So our first game is going to be, like, May 10th, and it's going to be in, like, New York. We're going to play the New York Red Bulls. And then July 20th is going to be at Gillette Stadium. against FC Dallas. So the people that I want to invite for the FC Dallas, you know who you are. I'm going to invite a lot of y'all to see if you guys can make it. I'll send y'all the everything else when I got more time to figure that out. But yeah, I appreciate every single one of y'all supporting me on my journey with me, my soccer journey. I really appreciate it with this Unified Refs team opportunity that they gave me. Shout out to Mr. Super 2, man, who got me involved in this, which I didn't really know about before, but thank you to him. And not only him, Mr. Super from high school, gave me this opportunity and this chance to play the sport that I really love. In the bottom of my heart, I say thank you. Thank you very much. You really, really helped me out, man. You really, like, believed in me and what my capabilities are. So, thank you. And with that being said, everyone, like I always say, man, you know, this isn't just the beginning. This is going to take some time, but, you know, it's going to come fall into place someday, you know. Everything's going to fall like a puzzle piece, and they're going to come. They're going to come in, like, you know, I just got to say thank you for the people that are with me and are helping me out through my journey. And so it's just amazing feeling, really amazing feeling. So, yeah, man, the Revolution play today, actually. The New England Revolution play today, tonight at 7:30 against New York FC. But first I wanted to mention the Manchester United game. They're playing at 12:30 today. I do think Manchester United wins today at 12:30. The score will be like 3-2, I believe, in my opinion. Manchester United's lost to Chelsea. They lost 4-3. So I do think this game's going to be a close one. I think 3-2 Manchester United. They'll be tied 2-2 for the longest time, and they'll get the game-winning goal like maybe in the 85th minute or something like that. But we will see, man. It should be an exciting one. So with that being said, everyone, you know, and like I was saying, man, you never know when a team is down, because I remember talking to my boy Ken about it. My boy Ken was saying, like, are you sure that Chelsea might win this game? And I was like, I don't know, bro. They're down like one goal. He said, are you sure? And like, he really broke it down to a level where it was just like making sure that I understood that this team, you just got to have hope and belief in your squad. So Ken's from Jamaica. Shout out to Ken too, from Mass Bay Community College. He was saying that like Chelsea was going to win the game. And then he texted me afterwards saying, yeah, like Chelsea ended up winning. Did you see the game? I'm like, yeah, man, they scored. Palmer scored in the last 8 minutes of the game with the 90 minute remaining. I was just like, wow, man, that's pretty impressive, your predictions, man. Like, you just got to really anticipate, go with your gut feeling, what your gut feeling says, to see who could go far, man. And that's the thing. You never know what a team could do and what they're capable of. If there's still time on the clock, they still have time to win the game, you know? You know what I mean? So with that being said, everyone, I appreciate every single one of y'all tuning in on this amazing podcast. And also too, the New England Revolution will find a way to win today. I think like 2-1, in my opinion, but we will see. The Revs come on top and they win this game away at 7:30. We will find out. So this is the one and only Riley Sports Talk Show. The one and only Riley Sports Talk Show in Boston. Everyone just watch the Boston Marathon tomorrow, Monday. And also too, just stay blessed and stay highly favored. This is the one and only Riley Sports Talk Show. The one and only Riley Sports Talk Show in Boston. And we out. Take care, everyone. Stay blessed on this amazing Saturday. All right. Take care, everyone. Peace.